Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Mael Gavi is here. Mael is one of the top tech, recognized top tech young people in the world. And she is the author of Trampled by Unicorns, Big Tech's Empathy Problem and How to Fix It. And I'm telling you, folks, this is a expose book. I encourage you to find it. Buy two. You'll give one away. Mael, thanks again for being here. I'm proud of you for writing the book. This is a courageous work that you've created. Tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
Thank you. You're making me blush, Jim.
I mean it.
Thank you. Again, I'm blushing for real. So you can find me. I have a website, actually, believe it or not. It's maelgavi.com. So that's like my first name and my last name.
G-A-V-E-T. MaelGavet.com. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, and then you can buy the book on all the platforms, but there is one I think you will appreciate I will talk about, which is called bookshop.org. Right. And it's contrary to Amazon and Barnes & Noble, bookshop.org is a place that helps small independent bookstores across the U.S. Right. to remain independent. And so when you buy a book there, you actually buy it from a local bookstore.
We need that, folks. So check it out. The book is called Trampled by Unicorns. Mael, will you come back? Because one of the things I want to do when you come back is talk about the diversity thing that you mentioned earlier. But that's a whole interview. That's a whole visit that we need to talk about. Right now, I want to ask this question. Do you believe, as I do, that there's too much digital leverage concentrated in the hands of too few tech companies, big companies, Amazon, Google, Twitter, Facebook, even Microsoft? Too much concentration of digital leverage in their hands, and that the only thing that would prevent them from controlling the world is a currency. And if they ever were able to use their own cryptocurrency, parallel universe to the dollar, that would be the end of things as we know it. Am I overstating that? Is that too crazy?
I agree 100% with you that they're too big. They're starting now to have more power than our democratically elected governments, and that's the problem. And President Roosevelt, quite some time ago, warned the American people about it. And I think we're right back there. I think the currency, if they were to create their own currency, as Facebook tried a few months ago, and thank God failed, that would be a problem because they would be bypassing banks. And that would be, I don't know if it would be the end of it completely, but that would definitely be a real problem.
Well, and when you've got one of the things that worries me is you've got companies, these tech companies have tried to, for example, help the government, help the U.S. government. They're domiciled, they're American companies domiciled here doing business around the world, and they had the opportunity to help the government, and the employees, because of political reasons, the employees revolted and prevented the company from being a partner with the U.S. government. But then that company went and helped the Chinese government. That's a problem. Exactly. I think I know I sound like a nationalist, but that's a problem, I think. What do you think?
I agree it's a problem. One of the things that surprises me the most when we talk about all these companies and the relationship they have with the U.S. government or the European government, where I'm from, is that nobody almost talks about their relationship with China. Yeah. They are very, very deep into China for a lot of them, and they have to compromise because there's no way you can operate in China without actually compromising.
That's right. Do you agree with me when I say that the free world, the democratic world is in a World War III in cyberspace with China?
I think the new Cold War is being played on the internet, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if we're at World War III yet. I don't think so yet, but Cold War, absolutely.
Trampled by unicorns, folks. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be an important book. And it's Big Tech's Empathy Problem and How to Fix It by Mayel Gavi. Hey, Mayel, I'm looking forward to you coming back. Will you do that real soon?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm proud of you. Good job. Well done. This is, folks.
Thank you.
As someone who's been tracking this for a long time, this is a groundbreaking book. It's important because unlike mine, it comes from the inside of the beast. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.